North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard is near 1 year in office. The former Smith College Director of Special Projects says it will be a busy fall in Massachusetts' smallest city. Bernard spoke with WAMC about a variety of issues facing the city, including its relationship with embattled cable giant Charter Spectrum.
We're working on a formal notification to them of the areas that we believe they are in breach of contract, and then there are also some performance items within the contract that I am going to exercise for them in terms of some reporting areas of the contract, so things having to do with licensing, service, and get some data from them to inform our next steps.
I wanted to ask you about the Uno Park expansion project in North Adams. As I understand it, it just had a landmark of sorts.
It did. It was a great celebration. A little bit of rain, but that just got everybody a little closer together in the Uno Center to celebrate the material completion of the park, which is looking fantastic, and then the improvements to the center building, the basketball court, the bocce court, and just really taking what has been a labor of love, the UNO United Neighborhood Organization for going on 30 years, and giving it a home and a space. And one of the messages that I heard a lot in talking to people over the weekend around this celebration was, if you look to what that corner, that intersection looked like 4 or 5 years ago and what it looks like now, it's night and day, and it really it's spruced up, it's welcoming, it's got more green space, it's removed some derelict, dilapidated buildings, and it looks fantastic.
In contrast, I know that on Eagle Street, one of the pocket parks the city recently installed was vandalized. What's the story there, and how's the park looking now?
The story is somebody, for reasons unknown, it would qualify, I think, as a random act, decided that they needed to damage something that people put a lot of time and effort and resources in. This is something that has been organized largely by volunteers. There's been some community fundraising to do work in that neighborhood on that street to spruce it up, to demonstrate the pride that people feel, and to really say this is an important part of our community. And so for somebody to do that is it's really shameful. And fortunately, the damage was not significant in terms of how much it took to clean it up, and folks were able to get there and replant the things that were taken down. But the damage to thinking that somebody in the community would do something like that is really shocking. We're gonna get a camera up there just to keep an eye on it going forward, but that doesn't change the fact that it happened.
There was a recent press release from a citizens group pushing to bring a Trader Joe's to North Adams. I was interested in your reaction to that, and in general, what steps do you think the city can take to repopulate vacant spaces with new businesses?
Well, a lot of the populating spaces with new businesses is down to the businesses, but that part of town is one that I've heard a lot about. This is the west end of the city. Demand for a food store. There used to be a Price Chopper there, as well as a gas station. There were a couple there in the past, and there's nothing. So it really pushes people either to Stop and Shop for their food, or into the downtown core to the Big Y Market, and then into either downtown North Adams or Williamstown for gas. So something developing there for food would help that community, where we have some older residents, some low income, some fixed income communities. So being underserved by food and gas, and for folks who don't have any transportation, not having a walkable place to get food is a real concern. The Trader Joe's idea is really intriguing. It's actually something I've spent a little time investigating and exploring as well, and will continue to do so. They have very specific models for where they site, but our job is to make the best pitch we can to them and do the best we can to convince them that North Adams is a place that there's a demand for a Trader Joe's type of service, and that they would make money being here.
I recently spoke to an entrepreneur who was complaining about the difficulty of finding affordable real estate in downtown North Adams. Do you think the city is doing enough to encourage growth in the downtown corridor?
It's something that I think about and I work on every day. I've been having some really good conversations with different developers, with folks from the chamber. The spaces are there, and the affordability is, I'm hearing from people, the challenge in some cases. So it's working with landlords to encourage, to encourage as much development as possible, but also recognizing that the landlords are business people just as the entrepreneurs are, and trying to find the model that works for both sides is one of the things that we've got to really pay close attention to.
The race for Berkshire District Attorney has seized the county, provoking a lot of conversation about a role that frequently is not on the minds of voters. What's your take on the race? You've endorsed a candidate, and how do you think this conversation is, informing the county?
I think it's informing the county by, as you said, showing, shining a light on the office of District Attorney, which is one that doesn't always get that much attention locally, but really plays an important role. And I was at a meeting of the North Adams Democratic City Committee last week or 2 weeks ago, where we heard from representatives of each of the candidates, and so you're really seeing the choice there. I have not endorsed anyone, and I don't imagine that I will. But it's a really critical race to keep an eye on, and it's a critical race for where we go as a county.
And lastly, what's on the municipal agenda looking into the late part of the summer and the beginning of the fall here?
One of the things that's really exciting is a couple weeks ago we announced we put out a request for proposals for city-owned properties, and those were due today, so we'll start to see what kind of ideas are coming forward that will allow us hopefully to sell those properties to people who will put them back on the tax rolls, who will make them productive, and I'm looking forward to doing the review of those. One property that we saw go under contract last year, the Cumberland Farms, buying the old city yard on Ashland Street, is moving forward, so we'll see hopefully some construction there. My agenda also looks to the start of the school year and what we're gonna see there. In my role as chair of the school committee, it's a good energy, good momentum last year. I want to see us build on that, working with the superintendent. We have a new principal in one of the schools, and so it's a good time for education in North Adams.